Hello, this is Ron Risman at CamberTown.com. It is Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. Invisible Dust today launched a new product for people with digital SLRs that sometimes need to remove dust from the image sensor but feel uncomfortable getting in there with like a wet swab or don't really want to send it back to the manufacturer. It is easy enough to remove dust particles on a photograph, you know, using Photoshop or even Google Picasa for that matter. But to have to do it to every one of your photographs sometimes gets old. So cleaning out your image sensor in the digital camera makes a lot of sense. What Visible Dust's new product is called the Zeon. That's Z-E-E-I-O-N. And the Zeon is a blower style dust remover. So it's not going to get rid of the dust that is sticking to your sensor because of, let's say, moisture or condensation. But it will remove dry or hair, any kind of sharp dust, that kind of stuff that is on your sensor. So again, it's not designed for every type of dust removal, but it does work for the majority. If you're out in a sandy place or in a dusty place, you get back to the hotel room at the end of the night, it's a good idea to clean out that sensor, blow a little bit of air in there. How their blowers work, that the blower is made, the rubber part of the blower is made from silicon RX. It's a compound that has an anti-static property. When you squeeze the blower, air is emitted through it but negatively charged. So it neutralizes the positive charges on the sensor, making the dust removal easier and actually helping to prevent reattraction of dust particles in the future. So that is the image blower or the Visible Dust Zeon. You can get it from Visible Dust's website at $37.33, I think is the US price. You can find out more about it by coming to CamberTown.com. Right on the front page, you'll see a news article this morning about it. Today is, again, Tuesday the 14th. Another site I wanted to mention, I haven't really been there too often, just one day. It's a site called WozoPhoto.com. That's W-O-Z-O-F-O-T-O, WozoPhoto.com. And the purpose of the site is to sell a different print from a different photographer every day. And it works very similar to the way Woot does, if you've ever been to Woot.com, where they put up one item a day. Now, they've gone through and they've made this a little bit simpler when it comes to photographs. You have, these are fine art images that will be available in a variety of sizes. So let's say an 8x10 will sell for 10 bucks, and every day a different print from a different photographer will be up for sale, and it'll be the exact same price. So you'll know that every day 10 bucks will get you an 8x10. And you know, it's one of these sites you just check daily, and if an image comes up that you love, you buy it, and they'll send you the print on archival paper. And it's worth checking out. I've only been to it one day, so I haven't seen a collection of their photographs yet. But the image today is a nice looking image of a. I should probably go over to it and while I'm talking about it, it is a picture of Mount Baker, which is Mount Baker is located in Bellingham, Washington, and it's a image shot by Matt Dunmore, a photographer who actually lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's a very beautiful image, a picture of the mountain, snow covered, taken during the winter. Across of a looks like a lake or a pond, so you see the reflection of the mountain, and it is 10 bucks. You can choose a 5x7 or an 8x10 in matte or glossy finish, and they also have larger sizes up to 20x30. To give you some idea of pricing, a 20x30 matte Mount Baker print would run you $45. A 20x24 semi-matte print would run you $32, and it goes down from there. So very inexpensive way to get fine art for your home. And that is it for today's audio boo. I will talk to you again tomorrow.